Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to the fifth and final week of February. Last Friday was a full moon night. Were you able to watch it? Here in Ottawa, it was a very cold but clear night. I was walking down the street to meet up with friends, and when I looked up, I was truly awestruck by the beauty of the sky. Not only did I see the bright moon, but I also saw so many stars, despite the streetlights. The sky was that clear. A moment like this is when I feel fully alive, and that I am part of something big and beautiful. What is your experience with a beautiful night sky? Speaking of the sky, this coming April, a major solar eclipse will be observed in North America. Recently, people around me have started talking about it, and it made me think of the only other time that I experienced a solar eclipse in my life. It was the summer when I was 12 years old. Have you ever seen a solar eclipse? What was the experience like for you? I hope that you will enjoy today's story.
Solar eclipse. When I was about 12, a solar eclipse crossed Japan, including my hometown. Though partial, it was said to be significant enough for people to see the sky darken for a short period of time. That morning, I was studying at my dining table, sitting next to my mother, when the phone rang. It was my friend and her mother. "Sweetie," came my mother running with the phone in her hand. "The solar eclipse is happening now. They are watching it." "What is a solar eclipse?" I asked. But my mother was already getting busy preparing a tool for us to observe whatever the solar eclipse was. She picked up a heat-proof glass container and placed it over a candle flame. Soon the black soot coated its space. "Come here quick." My mother shuffled to the window and I followed. When I looked outside, it felt darker than usual, like in the evening, even though it was still a daytime. My mother placed the glass container in my hand. "Try looking at the sun through this glass." When I did as she instructed, I saw a yellow circle through the thick, dark shade of soot. That was the sun. "I can see the sun." "Continue watching," said my mother. "Do you see the shape changing?" As I watched, I noticed that the sun was no longer a perfect circle, but its edge was missing, like a moon that's not full. "It's chipped." Over the phone, I heard my friend also make the same comment. "It's happening! It's happening!" "Look outside!" my mother called out suddenly. "Look! It's getting darker and darker." She was right. All of a sudden, the sky was as dark as dusk. But the instant night didn't last for long. Soon the bright sunlight came back, bringing us back to where we were. When I looked through the glass container once again, the sun was almost a perfect circle again. "So that was a solar eclipse," said my mother, as we hung up the coal and put the glass container in the sink. It was the moon that was blocking the sun. I didn't understand how the moon could be big enough to cover up the sun. But the wonder of the night briefly touching us in the middle of the day stayed with me.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. You can also subscribe to my weekly story letters from the link in the show notes. You will hear from me each week with a short, insightful story about our life that you wouldn't find anywhere else. When you subscribe, you will also get an access to 5 audio story photographs to bring you comfort during your busy day. Until next time, stay warm and happy.